Why is that, sitting on my fountain? Devlin St. Just, the Earl of Rosecroft, directed his question to the wilted specimen who passed for his land steward. And why, in the blazing middle of July, is my fountain inoperable?
I'm afraid, my lord, the fountain hasn't worked for several years,
Haldeman replied, answering the simpler question first.
And as for the other, well, I gather it conveyed with the estate.
That? The Earl jerked his chin.
Cannot convey. It is not a fixture nor a livestock.
In the legal sense, perhaps not,
Haldeman prevaricated, clearing his throat delicately. He'd given the word a little emphasis, legal, and his employer shot him a scowl.
What?
The Earl pressed, and Haldeman began to wish he'd heeded his sister's advice and stayed pleasantly bored summering on their uncle's estate closer to York. The Earl was not an easy person to work for. Well over 6 feet of former cavalry officer, first born of a powerful duke, and possessed of both arrogance and temper in abundance. The man was a black Irish terror. No matter, he paid well and worked harder than any title Haldeman had run across. Devlin St. Just, newly created first Earl of Rosecroft, was a flat screaming terror. Gossip, even in York, was that the French had run for the hills when St. Just had led the charge.
Well, you see, my lord,
Haldeman swallowed and stole a glance at the fountain. He was the land steward, for pity's sake, and explaining the situation should not be left to him.
Haldeman, the Earl began in those low tones that presaged a volcanic display, slavery and trade therein were outlawed almost a decade ago here in merry old England. Moreover, I have no less than 9 younger siblings, and I can tell you that is a child, not chattel per se, and thus cannot convey. Make it go away.
I am afraid I cannot quite manage just precisely what you ask.
Haldeman cleared his throat again.
Haldeman, the Earl replied with terrifying pleasantness. The thing cannot weigh but 3 stone. You pick it up and tell it to run along. Tell it to go round the kitchen and filch a meat pie, but make it go away.
Well, my lord, as to that...
Haldeman,
the Earl crossed his arms over his muscled chest and speared the land steward with a look that had no doubt quelled insurrection in junior officers, younger siblings, miscreant horses and drunken peers, regardless of rank.
Make it go away.
Haldeman, in a complete abdication of courage, merely shook his head and stared at the ground.
Fine, the Earl sighed. I shall do it myself, as it appears I have to do every other benighted task worth mentioning on this miserable excuse for a parody of an estate. You, off!
He stabbed a finger in the general direction of the distant hills and bellowed at the child as he advanced on the fountain.